You are the one witness of everything and are always completely free. The cause of your bondage is that you see the witness as something other than this. Ashtavakra, from his Ashtavakra Gita. Verse 1. Witness consciousness, or the state of the observer. An experience in which you are able to watch your thoughts, emotions, notions, etc., come and go passively, without judgment, and without any reaction or response that allows the energy of egoism to arise. A state in which, from that witness to your mind, you are able to observe that source from which all thoughts rise, are sustained, and withdrawn. Verse 2. The purpose of practicing witness consciousness centering is to begin the important process of remembrance as you go about your daily activities. The great beings tell us that remembrance means resolving one's identity crisis by identifying with the self, with our true nature, in every movement of thought, emotions, notions, etc., in our consciousness. Verse 3. Why do you need to be reminded? Because you forget who you really are. Through so many karmas, mental conditioning, of so many past lives and the present life, you have developed the false notion that you are just a person, a mere individual, that you are the body with an exclusive personality, that you are small, ordinary, or delightfully weird. Without remembering who you really are, without being reminded constantly that you are the self, there is no hope for permanent spiritual transformation. Finding true peace and happiness then becomes a fading dream, mostly due to the raging river of worldly distractions. Verse 4. We know when we are thinking. But how do we know we are thinking? How do we know we have slept? How do we know we have dreamt? We know because there is a higher power, a power that we refer to as the knower, the witness, the Shiva Shakti power or supreme principle that is beyond the mind and beyond the senses. That is what observes these changing states of experience. That witness is who we really are. Verse 5. Reaching for this witness consciousness state with practice and the grace and leadership of a perfected spiritual teacher or master leads to your awareness merging in the experience of the witness. In Shaivism, this merging is referred to as pure perceiving awareness. It is a blessing of the grace-bestowing power that flows through a Shaktipat guru along with your grace inherent in your performance of instructed spiritual practice. Verse 6. To begin to understand and to experience this state of the observer known as witnessing awareness, it is necessary to hold and to contemplate the fundamental teaching of our approach. This is a Shakta approach, leading to the Shambhava approach, Upaya, as elucidated by Shivaji in such sacred texts as the Shiva Sutras and the Spandakarikas. Verse 7. This teaching is framed in the utterances of the great beings of our lineage who state, "See God in each other. The self exists equally in all." Verse 8. In order to practice and perfect witness consciousness centering, we begin by holding the highest understanding, I am Shiva. I am the self. I am God. Verse 9. Even if you have not yet gathered the evidence of this truth by way of direct experience, you can hold this understanding. It will help you gather the evidence of this fact by allowing you to build a foundation for going higher with the spiritual practice and guidance in application of this teaching that will become the proof of this truth. Verse 10. Without embracing the understanding, I am Shiva, I am the Self, I am God, it is impossible for us to sustain the practice of witness consciousness centering long enough to shatter belief and opinion in the direct experience of the highest. We hold this understanding, coupled with our spiritual practice as instructed by our spiritual companion in the Living Master, to prove this statement to ourselves in the laboratory of our own existence. Holding this understanding becomes our act of grace. Verse 11. Therefore, the great beings tell us, you are not a person. You are the self. You are God. Verse 12. In fact, your perfection is already with you. The great travesty is that you forget who you really are. You lose awareness of the self, the pure perceiving awareness of your own divinity. You lose this awareness by concealing from yourself the fact that you are the self. Verse 13. The great beings tell us that the culmination of the spiritual journey rests in the experience of never forgetting our true nature as the self, even amidst the movements in consciousness of thoughts, emotions, and sensory experience. The point of following the instruction of a living master in the practice of this state of the observer is to become established in this experience of remembrance, of never forgetting. The instruction is an act of the Sadguru's grace.